CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HDX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. Got quite a few of them here, so I'll try to get to them real quick. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mayo, K4XMR, Our Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, out of Traveler's Rest. Then we've got Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome David, KQ4MSD, out of Anderson. Then we've got Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Newland, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, to make the home up here in Hendersonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we've got Mr. Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And we have an Echolink station waiting, so we're going to jump over here and catch our Echolink stations. Echolink station only. Echolink station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is KQ4TGH, Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from Easley, and I'll be negative negative.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jonathan, KQ4TGH, down there in Easley. And Jonathan, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate it. And with that, I think we've got all of our pre-nets and Echolink stations now, so we'll move over to the RF. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net.
Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I will be negative and negative.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they make their home in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they're bringing along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, and she is down in Ware Shoals. Rick, thank you for stopping in. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, and he is down there in Pentagraph, Georgia. And Richard, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. He is our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down in Ely. And Gary, good to hear you tonight. Please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello. And with that, we have another EchoLink station, so we're going to jump over there. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, and he is down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Jennifer, I believe it was you said, have a good week, and good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in, sir. Do appreciate that. Sorry for the pause. I had to take me a drink of water there right quick. With that, we'll move back over to RF and Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
This is KA4PQA. I just wanted to let you know you did get my wife's name right, and with that, I'll let you go on with your chickens.
Roger that, Stephen. Thank you, sir. And with that, we're gonna move on up to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. And I will be negative tonight, Patrick. It's good to hear you.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. And he is up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And I hope you have a good week. And look forward to hearing you on the net again next week. But with that, we'll try one more time. Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Number 4, Hotel Charlie. And 4HHC, Warren. And Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4HKX. Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Kilo, Quebec. KA4FKQ, Jim, and 6 Mile. No traffic, no roundtable.
This is KO4HKX, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC, and down there in Taylor's. Warren, thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KA4FKQ, down there in 6 Mile. And Jim, thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate each and every check-in. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo Through Hotel, Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for that pass, and we'll move on up to India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. Jim in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
KX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73 for each one of you.
You pause right here. I believe it was Jim. Can you come back with your call sign one more time? Just a little bit slow for me, please, sir.
Okay. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot. K4JF. Go ahead.
And thank you about that, Jim. I do appreciate it. Sorry about that. It's the first time I think you've checked in with me on my end anyway, so I had to interview you there. We'd like to welcome K4JF. That is it James or Jim?
One, but I usually go by Jim. Juliet, India, Mike.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, K4JF, out of Simpsonville. And, Jim, thank you for being patient with me there and let me get you put in the system.
and thank you for stopping by tonight and checking in with me. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he is over there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you have a good week at the school this week. And thank you also for stopping by and checking in with me. With that, we will try again. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Appreciate you calling that. If you don't mind, check in WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4. Juliet Echo Tango Matthew here. Northern Pickens by Table Rock. Good evening. I hope you had a great day, and appreciate you calling the net. No traffic at all tonight.
KX. Anybody on the net, please check in KE6KEN. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Patrick, thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
KO4HKX, Blue Ridge Team Internet. All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, and he is down there in Pickens. Matthew, good to hear you tonight, and hope you have an awesome week also. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, and he is down there in Greenville. And Ken, good to hear you tonight, and it was good to hear you up on the 146640 net with Sid. Appreciate you checking in up there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around to you, but thank you for stopping by and checking in, you and Miss Donna tonight. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike Tupapa. Mike to Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, and no traffic. I need to be in till the roll call is over. Over.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, and Eddie is our resident elder, and he makes his home down in Simpsonville. And Eddie, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it each and every time you do. With that, we'll move on up to Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HKX.
Now, Kilo Quebec 4, Papa, Uniform Kilo, Cecil and Lawndale.
KX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Cecil, KQ4PUK. And he is down there in Lawndale, North Carolina. And Cecil, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, that was not nice what you did, but I'm sure Miss Bernice will take care of that for me. Do appreciate you stopping in here tonight, and I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a good weekend.
There might be some left when you come by, Patrick. Looks like you
needed
a snack.
I doubt there'll be any left. You'll make sure it's all gone by the time I get there. But I do appreciate you stopping by tonight, Tom, and checking in with me. And again, I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good week. A good week. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa. Please call KO4HKX.
Good evening, everybody. Please check in N4NLR, November 4. Nothing like radio.
Name here is Jim Juliet in your mic. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, please.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge Community. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, N4NLR, Nothing Like Radio, down there in Greenville. And Jim, thank you for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate it, sir. With that, we're going to move on up to Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'm being negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. I guess I jumped into the wrong group. Sorry about that, Patrick.
Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. Richard and Graham, negative and negative. Good day, good night. Thank you for being here and calling the net.
KO4HKX Blue Ridge Community. We'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for shooting me the text earlier today. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, and he is down there in Greenville. And Richard, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. And Tom, don't worry about it. I figured you was just trying to be mean and trip me up on the air. I know how you are. Getting you figured out. Do appreciate you checking in tonight, fellas. Pleasure to check you in. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Mirnet. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Uniform 2 Zulu. The patient group tonight, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That group's on vacation tonight. Maybe they'll check in here in a minute. We'll move on up and open it up to the big group, Alpha 2 Zulu. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4 at Tango. M4AIT, this is Vince over in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Thanks a lot, Patrick. Appreciate what you do.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Vince, KM4AIT, and he is down there in Bowling Springs. Vince, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. And over there in Bowling Springs is probably pretty scratchy for you coming in. The repeater is a little bit broken up for me, but I got you. I do appreciate you stopping in here, though. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Again, Kilo India 4 Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. Negative and negative tonight. Thanks for running the net. 73's off, KI4 GOD.
This is KO4HKX Blue Ridge Community. We'd like to welcome Mr. John, KI4 GOD, and he is down there in Simpsonville. John, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. And hope you have a good week. With that, we'll keep trying as long as we can keep getting them. Check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Yes. Please check in, KB2GUN Bill, and Bill's River. Good evening, Patrick.
KO4HKX, Blue Ridge, 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, and he is up here in Mills River, just out the road from me. Bill, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping in here and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. With that, we'll keep trying. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening, Gunner, one on net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Mirror Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. And they make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, tell your lovely bride, Miss Angela, that it was a pleasure to hear her check in with me there Friday night. I do appreciate that. And
hopefully she'll come back more often now that she's got that out of the way. But I do appreciate it. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HK.
Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. This is Juan in Greenville, no traffic, no coming, but just listen. 73.
Laser well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you so much for calling the net tonight. I hope you all have a good week over your way. It's supposed to be raining tomorrow, so be careful. I know you have to drive a truck again, so be careful. And thanks again for calling the net. No traffic, no comment.
L4HGX and Blue Ridge Commuter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Juan. WA4KC down there in Greenville. And Juan, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. And he is up here in Fletcher, just north of me. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. And for those of you who don't know, Sid calls a Sunday night net over on the 146640 machine, tone of 91.5. And quite a few of you will be able to make it into that machine. It's got some pretty good coverage. And I know he would love to have you check in with him over there. And I guarantee you will enjoy it. It is a good net to check into and get to know everyone. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HGX. Balls, we assume we got everybody for this pass, and we'll secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the nice shiny stump tonight and this week is Mr. Larry, KK4JVQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, here is KK4JVQ. Well, it's been a really nice Sunday. Really nice day overall, but Sundays are usually a mighty sweet day. Not many things pulling on people to accomplish a day of rest. How about that? Donna and I have one meal a day. We did that some time ago. I have lost 35 pounds. And I didn't, you know, have a problem with weight, not that I know, but now I don't fit in any of my pants, especially. Oh, well, that's beside the point. But when we do have our meal, we choose that time to watch a little bit of television. It stays dormant most of the time, but it's a nice set, and we have started watching something new. Now, this won't appeal to everybody, I understand. And I didn't know that I'd get so wrapped up in it, but we were cruising around. Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know quite how we came upon watching championship golf. Donna, it might be beneficial to know that Donna played golf with friends before I ever met her. And she was quite good. Matter of fact, as we moved here, we moved her clubs. She hasn't touched them since we moved in, but I guess that's something that someone who's not that terribly competitive can put down, pick up later perhaps. I hope she does anyway. But it seems that with someone to help me understand the game, and she knows it very well, I've enjoyed it. My only other exposure to golf was my dad when I was growing up. Somehow, this man who had no interest in sports whatsoever, of any kind, he got hooked on golf in the Jack Nicklaus era of golf. And
I'd sit and watch him, and he'd try as well as he could because he never played golf. I don't think my dad ever held a club. But he picked up a few little things about the game, about the rules, and there are so many rules. But it's a nice game to watch. Pretty courses and all of that. And once there's somebody there to explain what's going on, you can enjoy it. Anyway, I've only had a club in my hand one time. I went out with some friends once, and I was just going to be carrying the bag, you know, the caddy. That was the only caddy duty I did. I know the caddies do many other things, but I just carried the bag. And, so it so happened that one of the players got in a sand trap, and they thought, well, Larry, how would you like to get me out of this jam here? Well, I says, we really can't see the hole from here. How are you going to get it even near? Because it was up on a rise, you know, above the sand trap. Oh, give it a shot. So I did. That sucker ran into the hole. And I was stunned, as everyone else was as well. And I didn't know what to say. But what I did choose to say was, well, I guess I can never do better than that, so I'm done. KK4JBQ.
KO4HKX. Well, Larry, that would be a pretty amazing first shot, for sure, and that would definitely make you want to quit after that. I've played quite a bit of golf. I used to play quite a bit before I started the Matco thing with a group of friends, and it's fun to go play. I don't care much for watching it on TV. I've tried that with them, and just not my thing, not for everybody. But the announcers do make it fairly entertaining to watch, the way they jump around and carry on and with the statistics and stuff like that. So they do keep it kind of entertaining. And but yeah, it is definitely a game of strategy, finesse, and sometimes just downright will and determination to get to the other side.
For sure. And because my experiences with my dad and also with watching today's game, there's so much difference in the way they're reporting it. They've got technology has helped us all do many things that we never thought we'd be able to do. Have a face-to-face phone call on a phone. I never thought I'd be able to do that, but when doing it, it increases your enjoyment of the call in that case. And as you watch television today, it's for instance, they have what's called a tracer, which if the golfer is teeing off and you can see the, or you become aware of where the hole is. That's one thing that's a challenge if you're just teeing off. Where's the hole? This tracer follows the ball in flight, tracing a path. And you see just how that ball is flying. And if it goes to the left or the right, you can tell. It's something my dad would have. He'd have been on his feet and jumping up and down to see something like that. Anyhow, we'll get off golf. I just thought I'd say that even if you have no interest in something, and I will never be on a golf course, I suppose, with a club in my hand, you can enjoy other people's activity, pastime, whatever. Certainly in watching really, really capable professionals do incredible things. Oh, for instance, I saw one guy make a hole-in-one. I saw another guy chip from the bunker from a sand trap and hit the flagpole. It bounced off the flagpole. And I looked at Don and I said, doesn't that count? Because it didn't hit the pole and then drop down in the hole. It bounced off the pole. It's still in play. Oh, well, you know, she helps me a great deal understand what's going on. I appreciate that. KK4JBQ.
It's always good to do that, but I've got an Echo Link station up right quick, so I'm going to jump over there and see if they want to check in. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I guess he doesn't want to check in. He logged out now. But Larry, yeah, if nothing else, you're enjoying what somebody else enjoys. You're spending time with Miss Donna. She enjoys watching it or playing it. And you can partake and just enjoy their enthusiasm in it. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, so you bring up a good angle there. In 31 years of marriage, Donna and I haven't discussed golf. I mean, never. And then all of a sudden, this presents itself. And we've watched two channels. And I don't know. It's just something I'm glad that it found its way into our conversation. It's something that we can share. I'm curious because I'm so ignorant. And Donna can explain things, and I think that it makes for conversation, and that's always welcomed between a couple. You know, what do you talk about if you've been together for 31 years? Well, anyhow, before I leave, I want to say I visited Sid's net. You checked in earlier, and you gave a real good synopsis of his nets and encouragement for people to visit. Well, I was there this evening, and the people who check in and Sid himself makes it a very welcoming place. And I just really enjoy it. So I'll add my encouragement for anyone that can that's in range of this repeater. Check out Sysnet, because it's not that far away with a decent antenna, and I reach it probably just as well as I reach this one. So anyhow, great to talk with you tonight, and I hope everyone has a good evening, and let's have a good week coming up. These are stressful times. I'm not going to go any further than that, but these are stressful times. Find your joy where you can. KK4JBQ 73.
4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But Larry, you are correct about that, and I do appreciate you coming in here tonight and rag-chewing with me for a few minutes. And I hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful week also, and enjoy your newfound I won't call it love yet, but pleasure in watching golf. So I hope you enjoy that for a good while and give you something to talk about. But with that, we've got an Echo Link station up, and we're going to see if they want to check in. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale. I meant to get on earlier. I apologize for being late. 73 to all.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And, Greg, as long as the net's going on, you're never late, so don't worry about that at all. I do appreciate you stopping in here and checking in. Love hearing each and every one of you guys check in and gals. It's what makes the net anyway. Without y'all, there are no nets. So don't ever worry about being late. As long as the net's still going on, you're just in time. And with that, we're going to try again, jump back over here, RF, and see if we can get a couple more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HX.
KB2GUN.
KB2GUN, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, good evening, Patrick. Hope you and the missus are having a good one over there. Well, I know it's a little bit early right now, but I'll be going in the 27th of this month, and we'll be having surgery on my lower back. The L4 and L5 spine is deteriorating, so I'll be going in for surgery.
To hear that, hopefully they can get it fixed up for you. I know technology in that area has come a long ways in the last few years, and hopefully you can recover quickly from that.
B2GUN, yeah, I was talking to your doctor. He says now that things have changed over. Instead of cutting you open, they put four holes in your back, two on each side, and going through that way. So it's just the, like I said, definitely the new technology in it, because, you know, hearing other people saying that how they was being cut right down the back and going in that way. But, you know, I'm like, okay, well, that's great. And also, after then, they got to go back. Well, I got a shoulder doctor. I had a rotator cuff done about three years ago, and there's a screw broke off in the rotator cuff, and I tell you, if it ain't one side of the shoulder, it's another. So after then, I got to go and get that one screw taken care of. I don't know if they're going to go and do the whole thing over or just that one screw.
Sure, they'll let you know before they go in there to do that. And so I'm assuming you're just having your back, the discs fused together, since they're only doing the two injection sites on that. I know my stepdad, he had several back surgeries, and like you were saying, they split your back wide open. And so hopefully, like, I'm understanding you right there.
Yep, so, you know, it's just the four holes, but they said they got to put a spacer in between the L4 and L5 so it can build it up, because I know right now that, you know, that the spine is, I mean, the L4 and L5 and is rubbing together, and which also, when it rubs together, it also pinches the nerve, and I tell you, it's just that pain that runs down the side of the leg. It wakes me up in the middle of the night. Sometimes I could be sitting in a chair like now. If I'm sitting a certain way, I could feel that pain running down. Well, it's not real sharp, but it's just a dull pain that runs right down the side of the leg.
After that, well, that lower back, the L1 through 5, I believe it is, they can cause you quite a bit of pain. And when your back hurts, it stops pretty much everything else from going on. Because I've been down with my back before with what I used to do for a living, and it's no fun.
I meant to ask you before, what type of work do you do?
I own a Matco tool franchise down in Greenville, but before that, I was a mechanic for Ford and GM. I was a diesel mechanic.
Okay, yeah, I was just sitting there thinking earlier, I got a whole bunch of tools laying around here that's maybe missing parts here and parts there, and too many parts going on here and there, so it's like I got too many tools laying around trying to figure out what I want to do with them, but I'm also lost my vehicle that I recently had a Chevy S10 pickup truck, and the 5-speed stick shift, the clutch went up in it, so I'm looking to get a Ford Explorer, the Sports Track model.
The Sport Track, that was a pretty good little vehicle. It was a good combination of sport utility. You got a little 4-foot bed if you didn't need to haul a whole lot of stuff, and then you had room for at least 4 people in the cab, but they say you can get up to 5 in there, but I think that's pushing it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So, but other than that, put down your calendar for next month. The first Tuesday of next month, we're having the wireman would be coming to the club. I'm hoping that I can get there on the first. But the wireman would representative from the wireman would be at the club.
I'll put that on my calendar and try to make sure I'm there first Tuesday of the month. Look forward to that. I was going to ask now, I forgot. Go ahead.
But other than that, that's all I have from here. I'm sitting here watching previews from the games, today. But other than that, that's pretty much about it from around the corner from you. I'm going to sign off here a little bit and had the grandbabies for the weekend, so I'm going to shut everything down here in the shack and go and get my easy chair and put my feet up and relax with a lot of quietness going on around. So just me and the wife here today. But other than that, Patrick, it's good talking to you as always. And like I said, hope to see you real soon. You have a great one. And tell the family we did say hello from here. And I think that was Larry. If he's still around, we appreciate you stopping by and giving that good words about the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. But other than that, you have a great one. KB2 GUA clear, 7-3.
Talk to you tonight. And definitely say a prayer for you with your surgeries coming up there. And I hope you and the missus have a great week and enjoy your quiet time and your easy chair up there. And for those of you that don't know, Mr. Bill is the president of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club up here in Hendersonville. And they have their monthly club meetings on Tuesday, the first Tuesday night of every month. So I'm a member of it also because I'm up here and down there, so I'm all over the place. But they're a good group of guys. They do a lot of good for the community. And like I said, you'll enjoy checking in on Sid's net. And they have a couple other nets through the week, but I can't remember those right off the top of my head. So just keep a check on that. If you can get into that repeater, I know they'd love to have you. But with that, we're going to pause right here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HGX.
4HKX. Ken. KF4NXY. David. And my wife, Marie. AF4SX. Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Bill, the guy's got a question for you.
KO4HX and Blue Ridge 2 Mirror Net. Andy, I'll be right back to you. Let me recognize David and Miss Marie here. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX. They make their home down there in southern Greenville County. And David, good to hear you, and I hope you and Miss Marie have a good week, and maybe we'll catch you in the morning. But you take care of yourself, and good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in. Next, we'd like to jump over here and KI4LZI, please call KO4HKX.
For LZI, you told me you was going to be going up to that up there Saturday. How did you like it? And you ever made it to RadioBoulevard.com yet?
Except not being able to go, I had some other things come up, and I have not made it to that website yet. I will definitely try to check it out this week and take a look at it. I do wish I could have made it up there, but I did not. Like I said, I had something come up that I needed to take care of, and it never stopped raining here at the house, so I didn't feel like driving up to Asheville through Malfunction Junction either. I don't know if any of y'all ever been up that way, but it's quite a feat anymore with all the people that have moved into the area. So, no, I did not go there.
I hope someday around here where I'm at, Aries Train in Columbia don't fall on the same day as it's been doing the past few years here, same day that takes place up there. I'd like to go to it, but as far away as that is, no one don't want me to drive due to my diabetic condition, but that's on that website very similar to that up there, other than it's in Nevada, and as you say, none of it used to be a place where you could go in out there and see the stuff, but they kind of done away with the physical place, and it's just online only now. And a lot of people that's been in this hobby longer than we have use a lot of that for restoring the old equipment that they had way back when. And that, as I've found out, it's very informative for us who wasn't around back then from the beginning to the end of the tube type era to see how things really was. I think once you get on there, you'll really be enjoyed like you would have enjoyed going up there.
Go for HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Andy, yeah, I'm sure I will. I really like history and learning how we got to where we're at and what it took. And so, yeah, I've watched several TV shows and documentaries on old stuff like that, and instead of watching sitcoms and other things, I like to watch stuff like that, you know, how to or how it was made or the technology that got us to where we're at.
I even noticed, and you know, this was in some of the what they called entertainment receivers that had the AM radio in it and the record player phonograph in it too. Something that me and Larry discussed a while back. There was at one time a record that was a 16-speed record. It didn't work out very long though, because it would take and mess up some of the records. The record players would dig in, and there's some of those record players phonographs that's on there would combination that and radio in it, where they talked about where they sold some of that for a short period of time, but it damaged the record, and in the end that record didn't last long, and they ended up going to the 78-speed records. And he and I kind of discussed that a little bit, so there's quite a bit of history in a lot of that that's on there, quite a bit. Like I was telling Larry, there's an old record player I got around here that's analog from way, way back. Trying to remember, that was probably the early 80s, and it has a speed on there for 16-speed, but that's the only 16-speed I could have ever thought of, because I've never seen any 16-speed records in person myself other than what was they talked about on that website.
That I've never seen a 16-speed record either. I know when I went to Shelby this time, there was a guy out there. He was selling quite a few albums, and they were the old Bakelite albums instead of the vinyl. So they were before vinyl took it. Like I said,
it don't do us any good to forget how we got to where we're at. It's always good to know at least somewhat how you got here. Don't know how to necessarily how to use it or what it takes to do it, but at least a basic understanding of it.
Well, see, for some of the people who bought those setups where they had the phonograph and the radio together like that, when they got that, and just by chance they got some of those 16-speed records, I'm sure they wasn't too happy after the needle dug into the record and kind of goofed it up. There was some very upset people at the time, but it didn't last very long, it didn't. And next thing you know, they're using the 78-speed. And from what I gathered from that website and the archive.org website of the old, old records that were 78s, I date them back all the way back to about 1927. So those 16-speed records was only around probably for a few years, 3, 4, 5 years at the most.
I have to say they were way before my time. Yeah, I'd never heard of those 16-speed records. I've heard of the 33, the 78, but that was still in my lifetime and pretty common around here, actually. I had some albums growing up before cassette tapes were real big, and then cassette tapes took over and CDs took over, and now we've got multimedia and little bitty cards the size of your thumbnail that'll hold a million songs.
Tells the guy, well, between those two sites, the archive is right for finding the old radio programs, it is, but the other Radio Boulevard is for the old radio gear and combinations like that on what they called the entertainment side, where there was radio and the phonograph together. And I tell you, it's a wealth of learning knowledge. I know I'm looking around trying to find some Roy Acuff records of some kind. It's 33 1/3, even though back at that time most of it was all 78. But I got word one time on archive that he did do some on 33 1/3 in about 1965 or 66. Now, there's not many, as me and Larry have discussed before, there ain't many record stores left much around to go to find this stuff. I'm still looking, but I hadn't found it yet. But it does, though, that side in particular, when it comes to the radio part, is very informative.
I'll have to check it out. But Andy, anything else? I don't want to hold everybody up tonight and get this net taken care of.
I don't want to keep everybody up. I was just, like I said, once you see that site and get in depth, and I think you will really enjoy it, just like you would have enjoyed going to that up there. Around here, Aries Training in Columbia always falls on the same day for some reason, so anybody that would have took me ain't available, so go ahead and carry on, KI4LCI.
I'll tell you tonight, and yeah, I haven't forgotten about the website. I'll check it out, but thanks for bringing that information to us, and I appreciate you always being a wealth of knowledge around here. You've always got the answer to whatever it is, it seems like, on the older stuff, so I do appreciate it. With that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Well, I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net. And be Monday night. I know he would love to have you come by and check in with him, and you will have a pleasure doing that, and you'll get to hear somebody other than me and Gary for once here
It seems like we've been alternating turns here the last couple of days. But I invite you to come by tomorrow night and check in with Mr. Duncan, and I know you will enjoy it. With that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly.